folks. Welcome back to the Field and Garden Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Mason Ziegler. And folks, I'm just really glad you decided to join me here today. And I've got another replay of one of our clubhouse discussions of two of our who are now team members, but this all began as them being our students of our online courses. They're both flower farmers that jumped in and started this quest to scale, improve, and make their businesses more efficient. And so today I am talking to Ann and Jesse about what their experience was in taking Jenny Love's course, Farmer Florist School Online, the wedding process. Even though neither one of them do weddings, they felt like they wanted to take the course because of the business information that was included. And let's hear what their experience was. I'm so excited to talk to you two girls tonight. So it's 7 o'clock. Let's get this discussion going. So welcome everybody. My name is Lisa Mason Ziegler, and I am the head bottle washer here at the Gardener's Workshop. And I am joined here tonight by two really special people for me. So Ann and Jesse, who I'm going to let them introduce themselves, but I want to just tell you kind of how I came to know them and why they're here. So Ann and Jesse were both students of first my course, and then they've taken several other courses. And I just kind of became familiar with them through our closed Facebook group for our courses. And as the wheel turns, after, 4 years or however many years it's been since this all began, Ann and Jesse have both joined the Gardener's Workshop team. So Jesse is our marketing coordinator as well as our student ambassador, and Ann is our communications coordinator. And it's just been so lovely for us to have people in these positions that are so qualified, because not only are they qualified in those respective areas, but they're both flower farmers, y'all. That's how we came together. And I just can't wait for them to share what they've got to say tonight. And so I just welcome everybody here, and we welcome questions. And Jesse will actually give us, before the introduction start, she'll give us the rundown on how you can actually ask your questions here tonight. And we're really excited to talk about Jenny Love's course, the Farmer Florist School Online. And I think you're going to be in for some surprises of some of the major nuggets that is in this course that applies to so many areas of anybody selling flowers. So Jesse, why don't you give us the lowdown on how to ask questions, and then just move right into introducing yourself, and we'll move on. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. I'm happy to be here, and I hope all of you are looking forward to this discussion. I'm Jesse with Blue River Blooms and also the Gardener's Workshop. And I wanted to let you know a couple of things real quick about the Clubhouse app in case you're new around here. There's a couple of ways that you can ask us questions. And one of those is that you can click the raised hand button that's at the bottom of the screen there. And that tells Lisa that you would like to come up on the stage and ask your question. And then if you don't want to do that for whatever reason, you can also text a question to me, and I can ask it on your behalf. And you can do that using the back channel feature here in Clubhouse, which is the small icon that looks like a paper airplane at the bottom there. If you click that and type my name in, then you should be able to send me a text message question. So a couple other things, just real quick. There's a plus sign at the bottom of your screen, and that's for if you know anybody else here on Clubhouse that you think might be interested in this discussion, you can tap that plus button and then click their image, and they'll get invited into the chat room. And then last thing, as far as housekeeping, we have a club here that we host all of our chats on, and it's called Flower Farming. If you look at the very top of the screen there, you might see the little greenhouse icon. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the club page. And if you join the club there, then you'll be notified when we schedule new chats, and you'll have the option to add them to your calendar if you want as a reminder. So that's all as far as housekeeping. Like I said, my farm business is called Blue River Blooms. I'm in Kansas. I'm on the east side of Kansas. We're in Zone 6A, and I have a little plot of land that I've been farming on for 3 years, and I started out with Lisa's course. And then loved it so much, I just continued on through all the courses. So I'm here to just kind of, you know, offer thoughts on how the course benefited me and kind of what I'm up to these days. I'm mostly doing farmers markets and selling also to other, designers and flower farmers around the area. So that's where I'm at with it. And I think at this point, I'll hand it back over to Lisa.
Thank you, Jesse. So Anne, why don't you unmute yourself and kind of tell us who you are and how you kind of came to be here with us. So you just, there you go.
All right. Well, I'm delighted to be here tonight, everybody. So the name of our farm is Franklin Flower Farm. We've been farming for 3 years, and I came to find about the Gardener's Workshop through Lisa's YouTube series, Seed Starting Made Easy. And then from there, started following her on social media and had the wonderful opportunity to come in person to her Flower Farmer Boot Camp in 2018. And we really came out of the ground with our first harvestable crop in 2019 and have sold mostly through florists and small grocery stores and a produce stand and a couple of private sales. And I'm delighted to be here. I have taken all the courses and I'm excited to take questions tonight and see how we can help everybody learn some more about Jenny's class and any other courses.
Thank you, Anne. So I think one of the things that, you know, I keep, if you follow me around on when I do these lives, one of the kind of topics I've just really been trying to drive home for people is that while the name of this course is, the Farmer Florist School, the wedding process, and it is definitely got everything in it you would ever need to get up and running and to really nail your wedding business. But there is so much beyond that that applies to anybody selling flowers, right? I mean, the contracts, the marketing, the crop planning. And I just really wanted Anne and Jesse to kind of share with us. So Jesse, and I'll ask you to go first, just kind of what not your review of the course, but what was surprising and what are those things that you've taken away? Because I don't know if you all noticed, but Jesse nor Anne does weddings, and they both took this course before they started working for the Gardener's Workshop. They were regular students to it. And so Jesse, why don't you share some of the nuggets that you found that helped you from the course?
Yeah, okay. So I took the course, knowing that the focus was on weddings, but also any type of event work. And since I was going to the farmers market, I would occasionally get asked about doing certain types of events, things like baby showers and birthday parties and those types of things, you know, smaller scale events maybe. And, you know, I thought that, you know, this would be something that I could use in the short term, maybe for those types of events. And then maybe sometime down the road, I could benefit from the wedding aspect of it. And so that was my mindset going into it. And as I started to get into the course material, I really realized how much of the information applies, even if you're not doing any types of events, just that applies to marketing and pricing and selling your flowers, regardless of who you're selling them to in the end. And, you know, even the crop planning aspects of it. There was so much in this course that gave me confidence in the areas that I was already working in, that I wasn't expecting. And so I think that, you know, it ended up being a lot more valuable than I even realized it was going to be going into it.
Yeah, I mean, that is really something that we've heard from folks or students over and over again. And, you know, the crop planning alone, and I just read this comment by one of her students today about how it's not really a chance or some magical thing happening. You can really crop plan for events, because one of the things that, you know, and I took the course by virtue of I was one of the people that reviewed it before it was actually put out. And I was so surprised to learn that Jenny, I mean, as I guess many farmer florists do, is, I mean, when you go to Jenny for back, we'll say this before COVID, it's a little bit different. I mean, a lot of the wedding deal has really changed a lot, or events actually, since COVID, but she crop planned for every wedding. That means if you come to her and you have your color palette, I mean, she literally crop plans. Sure, there's other places that some of those flowers will go, but I was just never quite aware of just how detailed you can be if you choose to be, and actually having your crops to timely bloom. Because I think a lot of people, I mean, what this one student said was, it's like you can control this. And I was just really surprised by that. So Anne, share with us what the surprising nuggets were for you, and maybe how you've applied them to your business, and how they've helped you.
Well, I originally signed up for the course because got to really know Jenny through her blog, and she's the current president of the ASCFG. So she's a knowledgeable grower. I mean, phenomenal flower farmer. And so in the back of my mind, I was thinking, okay, we're always working towards weddings. But as I went into the course, so the course is broken into six classes, and I went in to sort of get an idea of how do you even approach weddings. I'm not a designer. But when I got into the class, I started thinking this is as much a business course for flower farmers, if not more, than trying to understand the wedding and event business. And in class two, she covers growing and sourcing flowers for weddings and events. Well, we already have floral and design customers. I mean, that was a no-brainer for me to learn and get an idea. What are your top foliages, foliage flowers? What are your top dahlias? What are the top flowers that you should be growing if you want to do weddings and events, and not just as a designer? So that was a big piece of it. But the other thing she covered was, she covers is communicating with clients and crafting a proposal package. And there are so many important tips in there that I took, that I started working with my florists and my floral designers on putting the boundaries and in place that I learned from that class with Jenny on how she approaches a proposal package for.
You know, you brought up several good points. I was writing them down as you were saying them. And first off, the boundaries. When Jenny and I did that podcast recently of she and I going through her syllabus, I mean, I just loved reading the title of the sessions. And y'all can listen to that on my Field and Garden podcast. That she we kind of interject a little backstory to some of those, or what exactly does that title mean kind of stuff. But you know, I think when you're a new business owner, you so feel like you have to say yes to everybody. And when Jenny and I were talking about the boundaries setting with customers, it just took me back to like my second year of flower farming. And I had been selling to one customer the very first year, commercial customer, and they bought everything I grew. And then that florist, he did not own that shop. He left there. I was like, overnight, I mean, I was so sick, y'all. I just thought, I have upscaled my garden and now he's gone. Anyway, I then moved to the next city. And there was five really regular customers there, and one of them I would call my stomachache customer. They just gave me a knot in my stomach. And I just can't tell you how long I suffered through that because I didn't really know about boundaries. And not only that, but put aside boundaries. You're hungry. You're trying to start your business and you don't even know that it's allowed to say no to customers. And Jenny really opened my eyes that there is a very professional, very polite way because you know what? If you know, my stomachache customer, he apparently was not happy with me. You know, so maybe he did need to move on to another grower. So the boundary thing was really an eye opener for me, even as not a wedding farmer florist, but even as a farmer that was just selling to commercial customers, people that can't abide by the lines that you've drawn. You know, this is the day that we have our availability list. We deliver, and then we don't have flowers again for 3 days. I mean, we would typically always sell out. I had another customer that would always call after we had sold out because they didn't decide to take anything on our available day. And I mean, how many times? I mean, I was really hustling, y'all. How many times did I go out and special cut for that person? And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But if you're crazy busy, there is a way to draw boundary lines. And I really appreciate you mentioning that, Anne, because I had kind of forgot about that part. And you know, the other thing that, if either one of you all want to chime in on this, that I didn't really understand is that selling the flowers that you grow in an event that you're doing as a farmer florist is the way to get the highest dollar per stem. And something I learned from Jenny was that, and you don't have to be a dynamite arranger. She takes you through the course of how to hire freelance designers. Y'all, there are tons of people out there that are talented, lovely designers that have no desire to do the business side of things. They aren't farmer florist. So not being a designer really shouldn't hold you back. But if you are really looking for a way to ramp up the your business profit and volume, certainly farm florist work of doing events and weddings are really something to do that. Would you agree with that, Jesse and Ann? Either one of y'all want to jump in?
I'll jump in quickly. I'm going to give you a story from this year. I dropped a very big client this year after taking Jenny's class for that very reason. I mean, just difficult client, put a knot in my stomach. And it was from every single class of trying to refine and define what we were doing on our farm, what we were growing, and who we're growing for. And it was so painful to let that revenue go. But I have to say, at the end of the season, I have paired with a wonderful florist, floral designer, who is now, it was in the last month, started surpassing what he was purchasing from us. And she appreciates us. She pays us top dollar. And it was so hard to let that go. But you talk about that in your course, and then Jenny really also added it and refined it.
You know, it's when you're first starting out, you're willing to do stuff that maybe, you know, I'm not saying that people shouldn't. I mean, you got to try a client out, a customer out before you can make those decisions. But that's really the process that she kind of, I think, because in the wedding world, there is such finesse that you need to master to really handle customers, to keep them in their boundaries. And something that Jenny had shared with us on another podcast that we did was that it is not unusual when she has, I mean, they typically were doing full service weddings before COVID came. And that, you know, it was not unusual for them to have a thread of 100 emails between them and the client for whatever reasons. But that was not unusual. And, you know, that may sound like a lot, but let me tell you about how many more that could be if, I mean, she literally in her contract work that she gives all the templates to all of her contracts in the course. There is the communication clause. I mean, she lays it out from the get-go of just how that's all going to go. And if you've never been involved with a customer that way, you have no idea how much it can really get out of control. And it doesn't have to. That's the saving grace of all of this. What she really helps you to see is that, yes, weddings are a ton of work. Nobody is saying that they aren't, but you can control it. And I was just pleasantly surprised over this aspect of this course. I'll never do a wedding. I've never done a wedding. We've done like DIY pickup flowers from our members only market for one of our members. And the email generated trying to get the right colors was enough to hold me off weddings for life. But I will say that after going through Jenny's course, listening to it, basically eavesdropping as it was being recorded, I told Suzanne, you know what? I feel confident that I could do a wedding now. I still don't want to, but it was pretty amazing. Jess?
Yeah, so something that is sort of related that I wanted to bring up that was helpful to me was the aspect of the pricing structure. So, you know, related, I feel like that is all related to, you know, finding your ideal clients and setting yourself up for success, you know, with the clients that you do take on. For me, the pricing explanation that she went through, the way that she compared it to the traditional floral industry and talked through how she does her pricing with formulas and everything, you know, examples and stuff. I mean, to me, it really helped me understand how so many, it seems to me, so many flower farmers end up underpricing their work. And, you know, understanding a little bit more about the industry and the normal florist pricing practices and that kind of stuff really helped me sort of, you know, feel more confident in my pricing abilities and with what the prices that I set. Like I said, even though I wasn't doing like big events and that sort of thing, it helped me with all aspects of my pricing, I think. and you know, from a retail perspective. And I think that a lot of folks maybe don't realize, you know, what their, how their pricing is compared to the rest of the market and why that's important.
That is an excellent point, Jesse. It is really hard to really think to that we undervalue ourselves, and to hear from somebody, no, this is the way that the industry works. This is the way that we should do it. Here is the actual equation to figure out, I think, is paramount for people. And while, like you mentioned, you know, you're not pricing weddings, but you can apply that to what you're doing. And I think, I mean, pricing is the number one question I get questions about. And so it's really a great portion of this. Anne?
Well, Jesse, that was a great segue into pricing, because if anybody has her syllabus, you will see that she saves pricing and goes into great detail on how to price your work for profitability. She saves it for her very last class. And that's no accident, because what she stresses through the whole course is building value into your proposals and communicating that to your clients, so that by the time they really get to know you and you have pre-qualified your clients, that's another part that she really talks about in this course. What events are right for you? What events are right for your farm? And pre-qualifying your clients up front correctly. And when you do that, price falls right into place, because you've communicated value to a client through the whole process of communicating with them.
You know, it feels like it's, once again, we're saying there's just, we don't know what we don't know. You know, I mean, who ever guessed that there could be so much help? So the other, so do we, Jesse, do we have any questions? There's nobody's raised their hand. Are there any back channel questions?
I do have one. Let me pull that up. This is from Wendy. She actually said that she's already signed up for the class, and she's
awesome.
Excited. Yeah. And so she's wanting to, hoping to specifically learn more about promoting through Google and their website and social media. And it says she just feels like they're not living up to their full potential yet. And she's wondering if there will be in-depth for how to make these platforms work better. And like, for instance, how to use tags on Google search and that sort of thing. And she's asking also about, you know, if they're going to talk about integrating an online shop, taking online orders, and that sort of thing.
So I'm going to let either Jesse or Anne actually answer that. But I will say you will be pleasantly surprised, Wendy, because Jenny, I feel like, really takes you by the hand and leads you through. What do you think, Anne?
Oh, she's a master of this. When I got on there and started, I have done zero social media marketing. It's not my strength. I came from years of print advertising, radio, television, everything. So it was incredibly overwhelming. But the thing I loved about Jenny, I mean, she takes each of the pieces of social media. She has a session on Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Google, blogging. She talks about that. That's class three. But in her first class, what she really resonates, the thing you have to remember with social media, it's a vehicle that helps you push your marketing message. But in class one, she talks about trying to, you know, she has a session like find your why and really trying to figure out who you are, what your farm is about, and finding your clients. There's so much like on Instagram, copycats. Everybody's going out in the afternoon and doing the big flowers over their shoulder. That's the Instagram shot. Jenny really refines that process on how to get your marketing message across. I'm going to let Jessie jump in because she is our social media maven, and I think she could really go into good detail on.
Thanks. So yeah, I think definitely related to the Google usage, getting yourself set up to be successful with Google results definitely is going to be something that you'll find beneficial about this course. She knows quite a bit about that and shares a lot of information about that. Also, other ways that you can, end up getting better searches, including, use of Pinterest and some other things that you may not have considered before. And then, I don't have the syllabus in front of me, but I'm not 100% sure that she talks about specifically about online carts, except that she does, I believe she does mention which one she uses. And that might have actually been in the Q&A session instead of in the actual course material. But that brings up a good point that we haven't mentioned is that they have we have the prior this course has run two other times already before, and we record the Q&A sessions that we have every week after the course materials dropped. And that information, people ask questions and she answers it. Oftentimes, you get little tidbits of information that weren't included in part of the course that is additional information. So we include those as separate sessions within the course material.
Thank you, Jesse. So I've invited two people up, and if you'll just mute yourself, Cindy, and the other that, and then we'll get to that in just a second. Something that Jesse just said, I just wanted to mention, especially to the address Wendy, if there is anything burning in your mind that you have a question about, and it's not addressed directly or complete enough for you to understand it in the course, then that's when you submit it for the Q&A and get Jenny to answer it. I mean, one of the things that I myself as an instructor that I totally love is for people to help us see what is not completely explained, that we can help people to understand something better. And I'm trying to think in her bonus course sessions that Jenny did based on the hard lessons learned in COVID. I don't know if she talks about any online actual applications. And I will say that the course is certainly not focused on that by any means, but I'm sure that she would give you some guiding advice on that if she was available. So, Cindy, thank you so much for coming up. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Thanks, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect. And it kind of piggybacks off of the technology talk that was just happening about social media, which was more to do with marketing. But my question is technology and communication. And I wanted to know, with weddings, there's a reason why the profit margin is higher, and the dollar that you charge on a retail stem for a wedding is higher, and that's because brides, their wedding is a high involvement experience for them, and they really want to have a lot of communication and a lot of back and forth, creative inspiration talk. And so my question is, a lot of wedding vendors, be they photographers or bakers or whatever role they play in the wedding, use CRM systems, customer relationship management systems. A couple of examples would be like HoneyBooks or Dubsado or Mondays. And I wouldn't expect Jenny's course to do a deep dive into every single one of those platforms, but I'm wondering if though it's basically using automations with your templates to, kind of help keep the client moving through the process of an intake form and then the next follow-up communication and the next follow-up communication so that you don't have 70 conversations going on and each one is pulling you out of the field and away from your design bench trying to write a polished email. So CRM systems, is that part of the course?
Go ahead, Anne.
This is an outstanding question, Cindy. So Jenny touches on this in two parts in her course. What you're describing here is so common, and the questions of how do you manage the communication part of this. And in class four, Jenny goes through, she goes in detail on communicating with clients, and she's been there. So you're naming a lot of the technology platforms that help you communicate with brides, which is just, you know, HoneyBook and scheduling. But the thing, and this is why I love, she called it the wedding process. She really talks about the mindset of communicating with your clients in session four. And session number one is setting boundaries from the start. And then session two, I remember she went through tips for streamlining emails. And session three was the client questionnaire. And what Jenny's trying to teach anyone coming into this is that pre-qualification process. Tev, are you and your potential bridal couple, are you the right fit for each other? And that is where the wedding process, she does the nuts and bolts of understanding your business and understanding your client. And another one, session four, she talks about how to say no. Because a technology platform like HoneyBook, it's going to help you communicate efficiently with a client. But it cannot help you understand if you have landed the right client for your business.
Yeah, and I would just add that from my recollection of the course, I feel like Jenny's aspects of communication have more to do with because of the way she sets up her wedding process. She tries to reduce the amount of communication needed from the get-go, I guess is how I would say it. And she's also not she's not opposed to having assistance that aid her, you know, with those types of communications. So I think maybe I don't recall her specifically covering HoneyBook and other such platforms. Course, but again, that might be something that would be asked in one of the prior Q&As, and that is a possibility. And it is also something that you could ask in a Q&A if you felt like it wasn't, you know, getting covered. But to my knowledge, she's not currently or hadn't really used those types of contact platforms, but instead sort of formed her whole business process around streamlining that type of communication and reducing the need for those types of platforms as much as possible.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for coming up, Cindy. And thank Jesse and Anne, because I could not remember that, but I agree with Jesse that I don't recollect her. There's no deep dive on that, Cindy, to answer your question short. But I'm sure that she would give you her take on that if you asked her that question. I think her system and style is different from that, is what it boils down to. So are there any other questions, Jesse?
Sorry, I was muted there for a second. I'm going to look back through the back channel here.
I did just get one on, I'm bringing up Row, and I'm bringing up, I've asked another, we'll see if they come up. And so Row, please, and I'm sorry if am I saying your name correctly, you can unmute yourself and ask us your question. And thank you so much for coming up.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. Yes, you're saying my name correct. Can you guys hear me?
We can.
Awesome. So I've actually just signed up today. I'm so excited. I'm almost there, Lisa. I'm like going full circle on all your classes. I've already taken yours and then I've taken Dave's. So now this year's is Jenny's. So I'm almost there. But my question is, does the class help you definitely reel in on the crops that you're supposed to grow for basically your expected weddings. Because I think, like with me, I obviously love growing flowers, and I'm kind of one of those, oh my gosh, I'm going to grow this, and I'm going to grow that, and I'm going to grow that. So it's definitely hard to reel in yourself, like, oh yeah, I really only have to grow, kind of like what she discussed before with her dahlias, where she only grows 10 varieties of dahlias. And I'm like thinking about that already, and I'm not even sure how I'm going to do that yet.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And yes, you know, one of the things that I was kind of surprised, I think there's actually a session, and I too apologize, I do not have the syllabus in front of me. I think there's a session, and it says the things you shouldn't grow that you should source from other growers. And she does help you focus in and really figure out what you need to grow. And I think just having somebody tell you, no, don't grow that. You buy that. You know, you can source that locally from other people. Ann or Jesse, do either one of you have any input on that?
I think, she does definitely give you some ideas about, what she likes to grow and what her thought process is on how she goes about putting together her crop planning and that sort of thing. The specifics of varieties and things to grow may end up being a little different for you depending on what your region of the country is and all of that stuff. So it is important to keep that part in mind. But I definitely think that she covers a lot about specific varieties and also how to handle things like color palettes and stuff like that, so that you feel like you can be confident that you have what you need to match what you've agreed to at a certain time in the season, And so that's really what it comes down to. I totally get the notion to just grow a bunch of different pretty things. I fall into that trap myself, and if you're first starting out and you want to test a whole bunch of different things, that's a totally different story. If you get to where you're specifically wanting to grow things to cater to specific weddings, then that is what she's going to help you kind of hone in on and focus in on with this course.
Thank you, Jesse. And, there is a session, two sessions, I think. One of them is her top 10 foliage and then her top 10 flowers. And it's those things that she just couldn't live without. And what set her apart as a designer. And I forget what the name of one of the sessions was. And I said, what in the world does that mean? She said, that's what sets me apart. I, as a farmer florist, have access to foliage and flowers that conventional designers and florists can't and don't have. And those things that she just uses, I was really surprised, one of the flowers, and she was just talking about it yesterday, I saw on one of her lives that she, or maybe it was a video, that she's getting ready to plant. She plants so many different types of feverfew. Feverfew, I think some of us treat like, the wicked stepchild. You just kind of grow it. It is a major player in wedding flowers and the beauty of it and what it really contributes. So that was some of the things that you'll be surprised about, but other things I think you're probably already in tune with. And I hope, did that answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. This is going to be, next year is going to be our third season growing. So I do have like the certain flowers that I definitely like to grow, but like I said, I do love growing. So it's kind of like trying to hone in really, especially with us focusing more on weddings next year. That's why I wanted to take this class this year to make sure that I can definitely get all the tools that I need in order for me to basically really focus on the farmer florist type of business.
Well, I think you won't be disappointed, and we really appreciate you coming up and asking that question. Anne, did you want to say something?
Yeah, for Ro, I think that was an outstanding question. One of the things for new flower farmers is, you know, we're new. We're heavily invested in annuals and slowly getting our perennials established. And she really talks about the foundational flowers to grow for yourself for weddings and the foliage. You can't do weddings and events without having foliage. And some of those crops need time to get established. And they have turned out to be some of her most profitable crops that she's grown. I was also taken aback that she was not growing 1,000 different things. I mean, she had her core list, and that's what she communicates in her course. And she's doing all these different designs with a very...
Oh, we lost Anne, I think.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I can still hear you now. You broke up for a minute there.
Okay. What I wanted to say is Jenny has refined her crop list the way you, for the farmer florist, the way you refined it for the flower.
Yeah, and I totally get that because, you know, I mean, I think people do have a good idea of just, I mean, think about being a flower farmer and a florist. Just think about that for a minute. I mean, you have to constantly triage and simplify and cut all the things out that just are not major players in the contribution. And so I agree with you, Anne. Some of the woodies and things that she grows for foliage, yeah, it's just a priceless list of those things to get in and get going. So, Jesse, we don't have any more hands up. Are there any back channel questions?
Yes, actually, I do have a few.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I have one from Laura. She's wondering how the pricing strategies differ in Jenny's course from Lisa's basics course.
Very different, because in the basics course, we talk about how to establish whether it's a wholesale price in your region or a retail price and the steps you go through to get that. This is a whole nother cup of tea, and she does provide equations. And I mean, it's totally and completely different. The minute you start designing and adding in a whole nother service, I mean, multiple services, actually. There is no comparison between the two as far as that goes.
Okay, thank you. And then I have another one. They were asking, does Jenny cover working with other florists that you may be selling flowers to while also doing some weddings of at your own venue?
I don't remember if she spoke specifically to that, but she does actually do weddings in Philly, and then she also wholesales some. So I would say that, do you, either of you remember any specific lessons on that?
I do specifically. She talked about partnering with, finding a partnership with somebody you trust in the business, and I did that this year. That was a big thing on stepping away from a top designer who bought a lot from us last year that just was very unhappy with. Took a step back, let that business go, got an up-and-coming floral designer who wants local flowers, appreciates it, and decided to partner with her. She's mostly a designer, but she values local flowers. So she talked about trying to build those partnerships in the business. And I was blown away that she recommended, because it's such a competitive business. So she does it.
Thank you, Anne. Do you have any others, Jess?
Just one more, I believe. Let's see here. Okay. So I'm not sure we'll have a good answer to this question, just because I don't know what all experience we have combined here about it. But someone asked how the course differs from Florette's course. Is the marketing aspect what sets this course apart? Now, I haven't personally taken a Florette course, so I'm not able to comment on it.
And I have not either. So I don't know how they would compare to one another. I would say comparing the syllabus would perhaps be the way to, I mean, this is very much a business-based course. There is no design work whatsoever in this. And she speaks to growing, but this is not a course about growing. This is about the process of doing weddings and events, from finding clients, taking care of your clients, taking care of yourself, from pricing and contracts, just that whole side of it. So that would be something that someone would really just have to compare the syllabuses to be able to do that. I just really thank everybody. I really want to thank Anne and Jesse for joining me here tonight to share their experiences. And so registration does close tomorrow at midnight. That's the 19th. And, you know, the courses only enroll, our schools only enroll once a year. So I don't know if you've heard, but they, the cut flower industry has forecasted that next year, 2022, is going to be the biggest wedding year in 40 years, y'all. being prepared and confident. There's no question that if you want to do weddings, that this course will benefit you, that it would be a good investment, that you'll earn it back very quickly. I think that the marketing and the business savvy, the customer service handling, the pricing, and the contracts will open your eyes, even if you don't do wedding and events. It'll open your eyes to a lot of things. And so I wholeheartedly say, if you even think, I would jump. If you're selling flowers, I think you can benefit. So thegardenersworkshop.com is where you will find the course. And we have a payment plan. We have a 7-day money-back guarantee. That means that 7 days from the course going live, you can ask for your money back with no questions asked. We understand. Sometimes people just think, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. And so, you know, that kind of makes it get you off the fence, perhaps. So, Anne, Jesse, do y'all have any closing words you'd like to add before we sign off here?
I just wanted to thank everybody for coming out tonight. It was nice to talk with everyone. And of course, Anne and Lisa here, great to talk with you as well. And I would just say that if anybody else has got questions after the fact and is just looking for some, you know, some candid feedback, you'd be more than welcome to direct message me either on Instagram or Facebook or here in Clubhouse as well. I'm happy to help out however I can.
I just wanted to thank everybody for coming as well. I do wanted to add one more thing. So many courses on the internet, when it comes to wedding and events, they focus on the design aspect and not enough on the business side. And that's where I feel like Jenny's class is the missing link.
Thank you, girls. I totally agree with what you said. And again, if you have any questions, you can DM Jesse, me, you can email the office, you can get out, contact us through our website, thegardenersworkshop.com. We want to help you figure out if it's right for you. And friends, until we meet again, ciao. Well, folks, there you go. From straight from the mouth of people that actually did it, I've been kind of talking about this, that I feel like because the wedding process is in part of this or is the name, it is about so much more than actually doing weddings. It's all the business stuff that is leading up to that. And I feel like there is so much overlap for flower farmers, for florists, for event designers. I mean, from the contracts and the pricing equations to the marketing. Oh my goodness, the marketing of finding clients and reaching clients, managing clients. So friends, I hope this helped to give you a better look inside And remember that registration for this particular course is normally open October 15th through 19th, once a year. And the course runs in November and December for 6 weeks. It's done in plenty of time for the holidays. And take the plunge, friends. Till we meet again. Ciao.